You are now tuned into
the Alpha Lodge
podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alpha Lounge podcast, man. We are in the lounge. Of course, you know I got Mr. Kyle himself, Mr. 810. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, world? How's everybody doing?
Hopefully they surviving with these gas prices.
Right.
I'm ready to get on a scooter or something.
Hey, man.
Hey, yo.
What do you think about that?
Meech, man, what's going on?
What it do, everybody? What it do? It's your one and only serving and protecting the country.
Make sure that you follow the Alpha Lounge podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And on Twitter, also at @Alpha_Lounge.
So, by me being home every day, I'm working with a bunch of dudes, and I'm starting to hear more talks about certain things that just blow my mind.
Okay.
So, the first thing I want to talk about, we about to play a little game here. So, let's say you went, dropped the kids off at school, and on your way home, you got into an accident, right?
Right.
And you got into an accident with this company, and this company said, hey, we want to settle this. So they say, look, we'll settle it for $1.7 million. You get $1.7 million. First of all, are you going to take the $1.7 million, or are you going to get you a lawyer and take it to court? First of all, they calling you without any lawyer, anything involved, and they just saying, look, if you take this, we just drop it, leave it at this, it's settled.
Well, it depends. It depends. I mean, if you had caught me maybe like a couple years ago, I probably would have jumped at it. But knowing that somebody is willing to settle at 1.7, or one point whatever meal off the gate, if I go and turn around and get a lawyer, I automatically know it's more involved into it. I can get more with it. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm going to have to pay the lawyer more, but I'll still walk away with more. And then on top of that, I have to be it depends on if I have health insurance to cover my situation.
That too.
It depends on if it was another person involved that could turn around and be like, all right, well, I didn't sue them. I just got your information, so now I'm going to sue you. You know, they're going to come back and sue me since they couldn't get the other person. You know, it's a couple more, it might be a couple more things I look at, but it really just depends on how much damage was really done. Like, if it was something where it's like a Coca-Cola truck had rear-ended me or something like that, and I didn't really walk away with any serious injuries, nothing like that. I just, you know, my whip just totaled out. You know, cool, I'll take the 1.7 and walk. You know, it's not right. That big of a deal. I go and spend, you know, 30, 40 bands on another whip, pay the taxes off for that, chill. You know, put the money off to the side in a little account, you know, go ahead and live the rest of my life. But it really would depend on how much is really involved in it.
What's up, y'all?
What's good?
What's going on, Meech?
Doing good. How y'all doing?
We're doing all right, man. We struggling in this new year, but we making it.
Yeah, hey, I'm calling this year the struggle bus year, okay?
Man.
Hey, I just jumped in on the end part of the conversation.
Uh-huh.
Now, you were saying, like, you got into a car accident, and a major company, and they offer you $1.7 million, correct? And you're asking, right, what would you do?
Well, would you take it, or would you say, hey, let me talk to my lawyer?
I want to talk to my lawyer. See, because okay. Here's the whole ordeal. You want the lawyer there to like go through the contract and the terms of what that company is saying within that paper. Now, granted, they might be using big words. I mean, I don't know everybody's educational level, but it might be higher than probably what we currently know. And they might know some terms of some words that can might get that company out. But normally, if my memory still serves me correctly, what they would try to do is pay you out in the lump sum because like the medical bills will basically start eating up money. So they would just give you the 1.7 mil so it can be done and over with. Now, if you still feel as if, they did wrong, then yes, go with a lawyer. But personally, I would just get the lawyer to overlook like all the terms and agreements and make sure that everybody is like a 10 or will accept all the terms. Like,
So the reason why I brought this up is because I have a coworker who has a friend that was in an accident, and this is what happened to him.
Okay.
He ended up taking the 1.7,
Yeah.
but what blew my mind was what he did with the 1.7.
Okay, that's
The
okay.
1.7, the 1.7 was okay. So let's give a backstory. So the guy has kids. He got kids. He got baby mama, at least two. And let's say the money didn't get invested into the kids at all. Not even a trip to Disneyland. There
Before you continue,
wasn't
I got a
go
question.
ahead.
How long ago was this?
Oh, this was a couple of years ago from what I heard.
Oh,
And the person is no longer, first of all, the person is now living on that baby mama's couch.
Okay, I love to be a fly on the wall in that situation because, first of
Okay,
all,
well then that changes some
on my
things.
couch and you ain't
Listen.
break bread. Okay.
Now, if I won 1.7 mil, I mean, we'll have the lawyers, then I would start searching around for some, what's the term called? It's like financial, something like a financial advisors. There we go.
Advisor?
Yeah,
I
financial
mean,
advisors. You can find them. If you got that, no, I'm being serious. If you have like that high amount of money, I mean, like, sure, like, take care of your bills, like, get yourself out of debt so you like zeroed out. Basically, like Pat said, like let's say you had, I don't know, like a few student loans, some stuff on your credit report you want to like clear all that up. Then go talk to financial advisors and ask them like, hey, I would like to like invest this money into something that can like keep adding money, or like during the year, like some of our old podcasts, like residual income, something of that nature. Residual and passive income. You can talk to them
I'm
and they can like show you some ideas. Now,
and I'm
it
with
would be
you
a
on that.
go ahead.
That was my mind frame and the whole nine yards. But when I found out what he did with it, I was like, I gotta talk about this. So the first thing he did was buy a souped-up Challenger
No.
SRT
No,
worth
just
80,000. Hold on, I didn't finish. I didn't finish. Worth
go forward.
80,000. The next thing he bought was an E-Class worth 100,000. Then he decides to take a trip. He goes to Dubai. He pays for nine of his friends to go to Dubai.
No.
And they rent out a mansion in Dubai for 7 days.
Yeah.
And that whole trip in Dubai was 350K.
So he already blew a half million.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Boy.
ain't heard nobody about no paying no taxes. I ain't heard about
Yeah.
nobody said no money. Hey, listen, I don't care what nobody said. I'm not fucking with Uncle Sam with 1.7 million. I'm sorry. That is one man I
Yeah,
don't know
because
on
like, oh
earth.
yeah, you right. I forgot all about that. The taxes. Yep, Uncle Sam wants a piece of that.
You gotta get
Talking
his
about
cut, man.
Uncle
You gotta get
Sam,
his cut.
you're looking at least like
Well,
40%.
Well,
I'm talking about well, 100 bands.
Oh, yeah. It's probably about 400K. I would think.
Roughly.
Somewhere around there. Going off the term, so.
And that's another reason why I would say get you a lawyer. Because you know you're going to have to pay taxes on that.
Mm-mm. Hey, my man didn't get no lawyer because my man said, hold on, you said my man was laying in the hospital. They called him, was like, okay, we can settle this for 1.7. He was like, what? Yeah, okay, cool. Man, I mean, still in the hospital with a broke arm and a broke leg and shit.
So now you got medical bills on top of that?
Yeah, that's the reason why.
Well, the story gets worse because from there,
it started off bad with the 80,000 and Challenger. It started off bad. Right there. It put all that money into a depreciating asset. Okay.
I guess the only thing good about it at this point is he still got the cars. He just don't want to sell them.
Boy, I mean the way the prices have skyrocketed up, you might want to sell them.
Yeah,
you might as well sell them.
Might as well sell them. Get you a lower type car. Yeah. It's going to sell, but hey, it'll put some bands back in your pockets.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, at least sell it, buy real estate, flip the real estate, try to get you an income to where you can get back to that level. Cause it's like right now the money's not even making you money unless you just like real flashy Uber or what's that, the little people that drop off the food,
DoorDash.
Yeah, DoorDash, real flashy DoorDash. I mean, it's not really making you no money.
If I had that money, DoorDash, Uber, Chime, Ring. You can even do an MIT like Visa, Apple, Microsoft, Nike. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stocks you can do. Get you some money back.
You can do all that. But that was my point of bringing it up, is that there are still grown men out here with the wrong mentality in life. For you to get that amount of money and first of all, the first thing you didn't think about was the people that didn't even ask to be in the world, which are your kids. Your children, like you could at least took $25,000 and put it in an account for them.
There you go.
Well, and that's $50,000 both of your kids. Then you could have took $300,000 that you spent in Dubai and bought a house, paid it off. All you gotta do is pay taxes and bills on the house. But now your kids, your baby mom, at least one of them, or whichever one you say.
How many you ever got?
They have a foundation to live on. There is something that you can use to say, you know what? I got this house. Can't nobody take it away from me. It's paid off. All I got to do is tax it on.
Yeah.
My kids, when they graduate, they got $25,000 to start them off in life. I mean, if you technically, with all that money, you could have did $100,000
each. Yeah.
I mean, that still would have left you with 1.5.
There you go.
Yes.
And like, either way you go, your kid would have been set for life. You would have had a house that you could either live in or rent out or do Airbnb, however you want to do with it. You could have bought more property. You could have did so much more with that money, but yet you decide
to blow it on Dubai.
He left Dubai, and guess where he went then? Rented out a mansion in California, rented out some Lamborghinis for him and his friends, went to the strip club, lost another three something.
I'm sorry. I'm just sorry.
God, he never watched any of those MTV stories. He definitely didn't watch MC Hammer story. He definitely didn't watch that shit. MC Hammer told us play by play is where he messed up, is trying to bring everybody up with him.
Yeah, that's shit off. Hey y'all, I'm gonna jump off here real quick. I'm gonna go ahead and give me something to eat. If y'all still on, I'll pop back in.
All
All right. Peace.
Yo.
That's the crazy thing in the world. And it's like, it's funny because what bro just said about the lawyer, all you had to do is hire the lawyer and tell him, like, look, this is what I want to do with the money. I want to set my kids up. I want to set, you know, it's had the money set up to where, you know, X, Y, and Z is taken care of, blah, blah, blah. And they'd have set all your accounts up for you. They'd have set all that stuff up for you. You pay for it off top. You wouldn't have to worry about it no more.
You wouldn't have to worry about nothing.
So now it's like, you got to turn around, and eventually his kids going to hear this story. It's going to be crazy to have your kids look at you and be like, if they in a rough situation, it's going to be tough to look at your kids or have your kids look at you like, bro, you have 1.7 and we still sitting up here in the hood?
In the hood. They living off of Section 8 from what I was told, so.
God. 5 to 10 years from now, just letting that money and just investing that money properly, just letting it sit. You could be set. But, you know, sometimes it I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's just hard, man. Can you, for you to, okay, to think about it, he was told later on, if he had had a lawyer and took it to court, he probably would have got maybe about 4.5 or 4.7. It would have doubled, basically. Because the company was on FedEx. No, UPS. So it would automatically would have been a high amount. And the person was on the phone that ran into him. And they were driving a truck. So, yeah. Definitely would have been way more than that. Probably would have been way more than that. But just to think, like, we don't see that amount of money in our lifetime. Or if we do, it goes through taxes. And again, we don't never see that physically, that amount of money. And for somebody to just get it and let it just go out their hands like that is concerning.
It's
very concerning.
Yeah. I mean, from pretty much, like, you already counting 600K in two trips, including eight other people that are not your children.
Are not.
Or it's not a woman you build in the future with, or anything that's, you know, promising for your future. You got eight tag-alongs on two trips, and you done spent 600K. That's definitely wasting money. I mean, everybody says what they would have did with that money, but you know, I'm just it's hard to be like, yo, you know, we about to go, and I'm about to take everybody on a trip to Dubai. Like, nah, my God. If anything, I'm probably give you, you know, 40 or 50 bands and let you try to build something off of that, or, you know, let's sit at this table and come with a business plan. We're going to put all our names on this paperwork for this business and get paid off of that for the rest of our lives, or set it up to where I guess I would say my thing is this. I'm not scared to come up. I'm scared of going back down. Like, it's hard for me to be like, I done had all this money and then I done lived in mansions, I've lived in this, I've been here, I've been there, and then I never have nothing to show for it later on in my life. Like that, like to me that's a hard pill to swallow. Like, no,
yeah, man.
It's hard going from a Lambo back to a Honda. You know, it's just hard. I mean, you think about that. It's like,
man.
It's like, that's why I don't know, I guess that's why some wealthy people may commit suicide or they have a hard time coping with it. It's just the drastic change in lifestyle. It's just like, dog, I bust my ass to get away from poverty and now I'm right back in poverty. And I had my one shot and I blew it. And then to also know on the back end that you might not never get another shot like that. Like, that's usually a once in a lifetime type deal.
Yeah. That you right. Once in a lifetime. Because
That couch got to feel funny. That couch got to feel real funny from that Egyptian cotton. I know that couch. I got no Egyptian couch. Man. For real. That.
Being honest, waking up every day would feel funny. Because, see, you made me think. Now you got to live with the fact of you went to these places. First of all, that most people feel like they would never be able to get there. Right. We talking about Dubai. Let's just take that. Most people dream of going there, and like I would never get there. Mm-hmm. You went there, but you would never be able to get back. You would never be able to go back. You would never be able. went there for that small amount of time. Like think about it. 7 days in the span of a lifetime is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So those 7 days you was there.
And then check this out too though. What if you never really hang with them dudes again? Like what if the eight dudes you took with you just was like not no ride or die bros, my man? Like what if they was just one and done? What if they was just like, man, I done spent 60 bands on the dude, and that nigga won't even give me a gallon of milk, man. And I'm talking about 2%, man. He won't even give me a gallon of 2%. I ain't even asked for the whole milk. I'm asking for the 2%. He won't, like, that's crazy. Because you know how people can get, man. You know how people get.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have no problem being with you when you want to come up, when things going good. Or, you know, when you even got some money.
Start going left, bro.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When it start going left, that's when they start giving you a million.
They disappear. They run like roaches. They scatter.
Man.
When the lights come on.
Man, that phone bill that was paid all while you had the money, all of a sudden, they just can't pick up no more. Like, man, my phone ain't. I missed the call. My phone messed up. No, your phone is working just fine. Because if I had another 1.7, your phone will be working just fine. Like, it's got to be more careful. I've got to be more careful, my boy. Got to be more careful.
That's and I just don't understand that.
Then Section like, 8 houses on
gonna,
top of that.
If you're going to go to Dubai, if you're going to go to Cali, if you're going to do all of this, at least take your kids with you. Like, if you're going to blow it, at least give them something to see.
Yeah.
At least give them something different to look at besides the damn tree outside in the hood. Like,
yeah.
If you gonna blow it, I mean, you could have took them anywhere.
Yo, lottery ticket in reverse. Lottery ticket in reverse. he ain't even get the helicopter. My man, my man didn't go nowhere. He didn't go nowhere. He got that money and went right back to where he came from.
Right back.
That nigga took a grocery. They went to the grocery store and came right back home. He ain't do shit with that money. He should be ashamed of himself right now. He should really be ashamed of himself.
I didn't know this dude, but I was like, man, I want to slap out of him, bro.
Man,
I was like, he told his friend, he's like, yeah, I got my boy at work said he wanted to slap the mess out of you. I was like, I still do, man. Like,
he said mama probably beating his ass. With the other half of them tans that he turned into blue jean shorts right now. Because if you living, you done went back to Section 8, you living on somebody's couch, you ain't got no money to buy you no shorts. So now you cutting up them Abizus and them Gucci jeans, turn them into shorts. You out here.
Yep.
You done went all the way back. Hell no. Nah, I can't do that. That's
but
hard.
See, you know, then that question, that makes me question her as well. Because if he had that money, and then you seen what he did with it, you still let him come back sleeping on your couch. You ain't something right there either. And he, it ain't like he spent any money on her either, because on the back end of it, my boy was telling him when he went out to California, but he didn't go with him, but he was going out at the same time. And he said, "Man, when you get back home, you need to, you know, invest some of your money, look into putting your money somewhere." Dude was like, yeah, all right, I got you. As soon as we leave here, I'm going back home. I got a man already, you know, got some stuff lined up for me. I'm about to get it going. They left Cali. home dude I work with went back home. He said home dude ended up picking up some girl and they went on a shopping spree in New York. Like,
I'm pretty sure I know exactly where he was at too. Down the street from Times Square, right across from Central Park, where there's no traffic in that area. And I'm talking about the area where the sun shines. Sun shines well. Trust me, I've been there. I walked my black ass right across Central Park because I knew I was in the wrong part of town. I couldn't afford nothing in that area. Kept on going. I know exactly where he went to. The stores where the glass in the front and the store is just clean in the mug. Nah, not me. No.
So look, I got a question. Somebody actually put it in the comments, but just in the comments, like I want to know what everybody would do. Like if you had 1.7 million, what would be the first thing you do with it? And I'm not talking about like a lawyer. I mean, like what would be the first thing you would spend, or if you're going whatever, like what would be the first thing you would do? And don't even take in consideration of your situation. Let's say your bills is paid.
Honestly,
your bills is paid. You that part of it is good. What would you do?
The first thing, honestly, I wouldn't even spend it on bills. Because to me personally, bills are revolving. And by that I mean they're always going to be there. You're always going to have Comcast, consumers, cable, not cable, Comcast, consumers, car insurance. Those are revolving bills. Those are something you're going to see every month at a certain time. First thing I would probably do with the money is put the money off into an account. The first thing I'll do is really figure out my taxes on it. And then put the money into an account like a trust fund or something and try to get it to where I could live off of the interest of the money a year. So that meaning if I got the money November of last year, the money would most likely be sitting in an account for a whole year, and then I would try to live off the interest of that. Secondly, I would try to invest that money. I need my money to work for me while I'm sleeping. I don't want to work harder. And I definitely know I have some bad spending habits, so I need to have money coming in on top of that money regardless.
Yeah, definitely.
Third, I would definitely have my kids an account set up. I would immediately start working on their credit as far as putting them on my credit card as I forget what it's called, but actually just putting them on my credit card. Yeah. That way, by the time they turn a certain age, they will already have good credit. And they would also have that money to fall back on because they wouldn't get it at 21. I'd have that money set up to where they probably wouldn't see that money until like 27 or 30. Where they have learned some responsibilities with their own money. I mean, coming out the gate, you know, you give a kid a couple hundred thousand, coming out the gate, the first thing he gonna do is blowing on everything that he sees everybody else on TV have. And that's gonna be like my man did, blowing on Lamborghinis, you know, high-end cars, big houses that he's not trying to own, he's actually just paying for. Or even if he does, you know, or he might not even have a mindset to where no matter how much I tell him, he probably wouldn't have a mindset to buy the home and then rent the home out, or buy the home and then sell the home and then take the profit and do something else positive with it. So one of the first things I would definitely do, pay the taxes on that money, make sure the IRS, I don't have to deal with them because I don't want them in my business, and then put that money into account, figure out a smart way to actually keep that money, make that money work for me before I really just start spending it on stuff. But that's pretty much where I would start at, really, and then set the kids up. As far as buying a home and all that stuff, I could do that off of what I have, you know. You can do that off of just working every day and bringing in a regular income, and then you can level up after that. But it would definitely be paying taxes on it, putting that money off to the side, and then if so be, try to live off the interest of that and off that money for the rest of my life if possible. I believe my math teacher told me, I think he said 2 million, interest on 2 million at a certain percentage should probably bring a couple hundred thousand a year, or a little over 100 grand a year. So living off of $100,000 a year, that's still a pretty decent lifestyle, even with today's prices.
Oh, yeah.
So
definitely. You know, that's a smart way to go about it.
What about you, though?
Well, I mean, I'm off rip. I'm definitely, like you said, I'm with you. I'm hitting up the taxes for real because I ain't got time to be dealing with them. I don't have kids, but I would still put something for when that time comes, when that day comes, because I just can't see myself bringing a child into this world, and if I know I can put them in a better situation, I just neglect it regardless. Like, it's just, anyway, that wouldn't be the case. So, yeah, I'll start up a separate account, and I like what you said as far as about living off of interest on that money, not touching that money. The hardest thing for me would be not to touch it, but I would try to do that, but most likely I'll probably take the 700 part of it. I'll take the million, put that into account, grow interest on it. I'll probably take 700K and kind of split it off. I'll start buying property. I'll start, you know, just buying properties to where I can rent them out, where I can, you know, do Airbnbs, and then that way I can make money off of that.
Right.
And so I got money coming in from there. And then from there, I want to invest it, I would say, into like crypto and stock, but that's so shaky. You know, I need something that I know is actually going to benefit me. Like, I don't have time to be sitting around putting 25K into something and 1 minute it go up to 50K, the next minute it go down to 10K. Like, nah, I'm going to be pissed. To me, it's too risky of that. So I'm going to definitely put it into something that I know for a fact I'm going to get a return.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be my goal. I'm investing into properties, into businesses and things of that sort where I know for a fact I'm going to get something out of it. And I still got that $1 million sitting over here in this account. I'm getting the interest off of the year.
True.
And I'm not quitting my job. Let me put that. I'm not quitting my mother's day job. I'm not doing that.
I think that's the biggest mistake. I understand 1.7 is more than a lot of people might see in a lifetime at one time, but still, it's like, nah, don't quit your day job, because like that 1.7 can go just like that with a few bad mistakes, with a few bad choices, you know, just as quick as you get into debt, making $50,000-$60,000 a year, you can lose that 1.7 just as quick with a couple bad decisions.
Oh yeah,
and I mean, well, you know. Just had a story of it. A man spent $600,000 on two trips, and then turned around and took some girl on a shopping spree. And I'm assuming this some girl isn't even the woman whose couch he's laying on right now. So he just gave 9 people a free ride for real. I'm gonna call.
They still got the clothes.
That nigga is the bus service for real. he took people everywhere and didn't get jack, squat, nothing out of it.
Nothing out of it.
They probably didn't even get him no good. I know they didn't give him no good advice. He didn't even get no advice on the trip.
No.
You know what? Because it's like the guy that you said told you the story was the only one in the story that gave him sound advice.
The only one. And I think the only one that still talks to him to this day, even though he said, he like, it's hard for me to talk to this dude because his mindset is so screwed up. He was like, I just had to hit him up one day. It was like, you all right? He's like, I'm good. I'm just sitting here chilling and like, I got my 2 cars. Like, sell your cars, bro. Like,
he's not okay. not okay. That man is one robbery away from losing everything. Two cars. And you're from Detroit. You know how quick the boy is back and broke down and left behind some corner store? They could have took the motor out that bad boy and sold his junk. I was just talking to a coworker that showed me a picture of a car that had been through a chop shop. They left the frame behind the corner store. It ain't, no, matter of fact, it was a Hellcat Charger. And I kid you not, they left the Charger sitting on the exit ramp of the expressway on bricks. They had chopped the whole front of the car off. They just took the whole motor. They took all four wheels, and it's like they took, I guess they took the carriage that had the motor and everything in it, dropped it, took it out, took the four rim, took the rims, left it on bricks. Bro, I tell you, it was nothing left from the fire. It was just the firewall of the body of the car on back to the trunk. And that's the only reason I could tell that it was a Hellcat Charger. They had literally dropped the engine out that bad boy, took the whole control arms, all that, whatever, and dipped. And then he was like, yeah, the alarm system in it don't mean nothing. Because what they do is they hop in the car, they whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, and another truck will pull up. Like, he told me the whole process. I was like, oh, nah. Oh, no. Nah. So you got 80 grand or something that an average person can tell me how to take? Like, nah, man. Nah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's a quick way to lose everything. Mm-mm. Man. Now, I hope you got car insurance on it. Full coverage.
What I mean, look, car insurance down here is a hell of a lot cheaper than up there, so... But I mean that you get it like that. That's a sports car you got. He probably can't pay the insurance on it. Yeah. Damn.
He living on somebody.
So then the car is really just sitting there.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. He down bad.
He got a. So I mean, the car is probably. Yeah, but I guarantee you now it's probably not even worth. He could probably sell it to somebody for probably about 80. And then the Charger, he probably sell it for like 70. Low 70s. So he over 100 something K, but barely.
Mm-hmm. And then here's
that's the, all you got left.
Yeah. And then here's the flip side to it too. I got an RT outside. That's not even Hellcat level. The maintenance on that car. You talking about a V8, Emmy. Like the maintenance on that car is something else. Oil change is almost 100. I know people that got BMWs, oil changes is already on. So the E-Class, just the oil change alone on the E-Class is already running you $100 easy. Car ain't worth nothing if the engine ain't shit. So now you turn around, you got that Hellcat with that, you got that Hellcat with that supercharger sitting on it. All that stuff requires maintenance, tires, brakes. You ain't doing no regular.
Yeah, you ain't putting no regular brakes on there, no.
Mm-mm.
You got them giant disc rotors with the
Brembos.
Drilled in holes in it. You got your giant size calibers with the double
four piston, probably six piston calibers.
Yeah, the distance.
Drilled cross slotted rotors.
Rotors, yeah.
Yeah, you talking about race level stuff now, my guy.
Yeah. Sure. Next level.
Yeah,
and then it's sitting in your driveway.
Yep.
Well, somebody's driveway. Ain't his driveway.
Hey. And then already it's like, shoot, I know the them Z06s, them vets, they not even running on no regular aluminum rotors. Them bad boys carbon fiber.
Yeah.
They like they made out of like a special material to handle all that heat from breaking down at possibly 200 and some miles an hour. So yeah. He down bad. You can't even afford the maintenance on the cars you got no more. That's a bad situation.
It is bad. Hopefully he be able to get himself together. He learned from this tragic event, is what I'm going to call it.
I wonder if you're watching the All-Star game right now.
You said what?
So I wonder if you're watching the All-Star game. You're probably wondering if he still has some money, would he have floor seats? Because that's how like the mindset he got right now. He ain't even really. I doubt it if he even learned his lesson from that. He's still probably thinking on other ways to spend more money.
He's sitting there mad, like, damn, I could have been right there in Cleveland, hey. Courtside.
Nah, buddy.
You ain't learned that lesson in two years or something. That money went way too fast.
Yeah, man.
For you to be trying to learn anything from it, you do nothing from it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm gonna leave home, dude, alone.
Hey, how did you feel about the Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. If you enjoyed this episode or want to know more about the squad, make sure you head over to our website at www.thealphaloungepodcast.com.